Welcome to this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit, brought to you by Phase One Fitness and me, your host, Jerry Bacall. One of the most underrated aspects of resistance training is not training at all. In fact, it's the rest. Fitness comprises three main components: exercise, diet, and rest. Each one is just as important as the other. You can look at it like a stool with three legs. Remove any one of the legs and the stool collapses. Whereas most trainees think that exercise is the most crucial facet of a training program, in fact, it's no more important than diet and rest. Your fitness program, much like the three-legged stool, collapses without all three being adequately managed. So how do you ensure that all three are managed correctly? As I've said before, at the amateur level, there is much more overtraining than undertraining. When muscles are not targeted correctly, you tend to use way more energy than necessary. That, combined with poor rest, recuperation, and insufficient diet, starts the failure cycle. What are the signs of overtraining? Some are subtle, some are flagrant. One sure sign, and usually the first to show up, is the lack of excitement about the trip to the gym. If you're not thrilled about getting into the gym to train for that day's program, then chances are the gym experience is stale from overtraining. Suppose you manage to muster yourself past the threshold, but are experiencing a lack of advancement either in weight or reps. In that case, you've probably drained the muscle beyond its ability to recuperate since the previous workout. The best way to recover from this predicament is, of course, to rest. However, with this energy depletion, you want to keep your protein intake up to maintain a positive nitrogen balance. While resting and recuperating, you'll want to make sure you're not robbing your muscles of protein to help in the recuperation process. We'll discuss the value of a positive nitrogen balance in our next segment. If you want your gains to keep coming, don't ignore the other two legs that are just as important. Training, diet, and rest, kept in equal balance, will help ensure your success in your fitness program. Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit. Join us again when we discuss another interesting topic. Until then, I'm your host, Jerry Bacall, wishing you success, and above all, please, stay safe and healthy.